And welcome back to another edition of the Computer Corner. In fact, it's not a corner, it's more like a box. But anyway, it is what it is. We want to thank everyone that joins us every week at our new time here at noon o'clock. Gives you time to sleep in a little bit, clear out all of the congestion and the post-Friday night frivolities. Yes, of which Adam, of course, has no idea what we're talking about. Brandon is out again on assignment. He's attending two weddings and a funeral or something in Las Vegas. So he will be back next week, but filling in once again very aptly is our buddy from Glendale, Adam.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you ready?
Yes.
You sure?
Yeah.
We decided last week as we were leaving the FBR open, which, by the way, you did a great job of saying nothing. So this week,
thank you.
I expect a whole lot more out of you. By the way, folks, if you're new to our show, Adam is all of
14 minus 2 days.
Oh, two more days, he's going to be 14.
Getting there. Pretty soon you'll be driving the car.
As my mom winces over there.
We will warn the populace when that happens. But Adam's been kind of hanging out around the fringes of our show for a while and started becoming a little more involved here as he as his voice started to change. No, I guess
puberty?
Not yet. Radio doesn't care. But anyway, Adam's here to help out with today's topic. As we were leaving the FBR open, we decided we're going to have one heck of a show this week. We're gonna throw the gloves off, and we're going to have this mano-a-mano discussion about processors, about CPUs.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that's been out there shopping for computers knows that you see the Intel inside, and then you see this ridiculous little thing called Athlon or AMD.
Excuse me?
You heard me. Are you ready for this?
Is that not coming out very well?
It is kind of. The 360 machine is a little off today.
I think it was supposed to be a little bit like more oomph. Let's get ready to rumble.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's kind of okay. Like that. Anyway, we are going to get ready to rumble today because we're talking about... I'm going to take the position that you're crazy to think about any kind of a machine other than one that has Intel inside.
And I'm taking the side that AMD beats Intel hands down.
And so by the end of the show, hopefully, you'll be able to make your own determination based on some of the discussions we shall have.
I'm standing neutral.
Are you?
Yes, I am.
To that end, wimp. To that end, we have posted lots and lots of Intel links. I mean, links to Intel. No. Links to processor-based resources that you can start to understand some of the differences and some of the discussions we have. Some of it gets a little technical, so if you're really into the technology or you really want to see the benchmarks and all the crazy stuff, which I think 90% of you are going,
Basically, if you want to become a geek, if you want to be that geeky person that tells your friends a bunch of stuff that they don't understand, you will learn it here today.
Well, no, you'll learn it through the links because we're not having those deep technical discussions.
Through our radio show
That's what these AMD people try to do is they try to like throw all these benchmarks and all this other stuff, and they forget about the whole real world processing thing. Yeah.
And just so you know, I have 12 pages full of benchmarks sitting in front of me now.
typical AMD guy, you know. But that's okay. That's all right. We'll get through this. But feel free to jump on into the website, take a look at the resources, and of course, ask your questions or make your suggestion by scrolling down to the bottom of our webpage, which of course, I failed to mention. Do you by now know that the web address, Adam?
If I'm right, it's datadoctors.com/radio.
Wow, right nice. To this. Or exactly. You can just type in datadoctors.com and click on the radio link, whichever is to your liking. If you want to ask a question or make a suggestion, please do it through the website. Don't try to email us directly, as our spam filter does an excellent job of removing anybody that does not use the form. Guess why we do that?
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Tell me.
Because if they don't go through the form, see, how can a spammer use the form,
right?
Very
good,
yes.
Ooh.
Technology here to help us.
Yeah.
So that is why if you email us directly, you may or may not hear from us. Whereas if you use the form, we will get that right here in the studio.
Or you can call us.
Sure, you can call us at 602-277-5827. And in the first hour, we want to limit the calls to those folks that have a specific question about processors or... that want to chime in. You know, if you hear me and Adam going at it and you want to jump in and support Adam, because I'm sure by the end of the show he'll be crying. I'm going to make you cry. I got stuff for you.
I should have chosen the AMD and given you some help.
Or if you're a Mac user and you want to say why PCs are junk, you can call in too.
Yes, see?
All right, but no Linux calls. Don't even no Linux calls. All right.
Okay, no That's Linux.
We got enough stuff there. If you want to call in 602-277-5827, which oddly enough the 5827 is KTAR. We'd also like those of you listening around the country to chime in. It's our once in a while we have our roll call. I know we've got people from Scotland and England and
Canada,
foreign countries like Texas, listening
foreign
to the show.
Foreign countries like Texas.
Yeah. Oh, I just came back from there. It's a different country.
Yeah.
Hawaii, the Northwest. We've got our favorite listener in Detroit. We got all that stuff going on. So feel free to email us through our website and give us an idea where you're listening from, and we'll give you a little shout out during the show and acknowledge your presence as well. So
shout out to our homies.
DataDoctors.com. Okay, we're gonna get tech. We're gonna get hip hop. We got it all covered today.
We're good to go.
All right, so let's just start with the basics. The processor, and you'll have to, those of you that have been listening for the last 10 years have heard my lame analogy of the computer kitchen over and over again, but we're going to do this again just to set the kind of the table, if you will.
Yes.
Look at the kitchen. you crack myself up.
I noticed.
Okay, so the computer has three main components. The primary component is the processor, the CPU, the central processing unit, which, by the way, you put an acronym up on our website, did not explain what it was.
What?
You put CPU up there and did not explain.
Oh, yes, central processing unit.
Yeah. That's actually the little tiny chip that's inside the computer that most of you probably have never seen. A lot of people call the whole box the CPU. A lot of people call the whole box a hard drive.
It's very confusing when someone calls you, too, and they're saying, my CPU isn't working. And I'm like, okay, have you looked at it? Yeah, that box. Okay, and it turns out to be a CD-ROM or a floppy drive.
Or my hard drive's not working.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, just me and the whole box. So you've got the processor, then you have the RAM, random access memory. You'll normally see, 512K, 256. See, I'm going back to the early days here. 512 megabytes. MB, which also can stand for motherboard, and gets real confusing. And then the third item is the hard drive itself. It's a physical storage unit. So in the computer kitchen, the processor is the chef. The RAM is the mixing bowl. It's volatile memory, so as you're working in the kitchen, you dump the thing out, then whatever was in it's gone, and you're starting over. If you want to store that information, you put it in the refrigerator, which is the hard drive. Mm-hmm. All right? Today's discussion is about chefs. The kind of chefs that are out there.
I think we're talking about cuisine.
Yeah, we are talking about cuisine. And fava beans. the whole point of the processor is just like in a regular kitchen. Let's take the world's most prominent chef and stick him in a kitchen where there's very, very few resources. Like there's one mixing bowl and a little tiny refrigerator, and there's hardly any space to work.
No, what
how
you did.
How effective is that chef going to be?
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
There you go. Yep. PB&J. There you go. And that's exactly what happens with computers. A lot of people emphasize a little too much the processor and forget about all the things that are around the processor that are going to actually allow it to do its thing.
Exactly.
They spent all their money on the chef. It's like, here, we're opening a restaurant.
Yes.
It's like, well, we got one oven and two mixing bowls.
And that's it.
We're out of business.
Yeah.
We're
going to
be too slow. One meal an hour.
It has to be a nice round balance.
So that is the component, the chef that we're going to be talking about today, and how I'm basically going to show how ridiculous the benchmarks that Adam brought are under that analogy.
Thanks.
Yeah,
or
yeah, no
attempt
problem.
To.
No, not attempt.
I'm trying to give him some hope.
There's no hope.
Thanks,
no
Michael.
Hope. You know what's really cool is that I have the buttons right here, right?
Yes.
So regardless.
You'll get the cow like I do.
Yes,
so you
I will.
Know.
No. This,
oh,
that's
going to
be Adam's.
Yeah.
All right, you're listening to the Computer Corner, the CPU tete a tete, the mano a mano CPU wars today here, Intel versus AMD. Ken will bring up the mighty, mighty Intel, and Adam will be the little wimpy AMDs. We'll be back right after this.